Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Don Fay is here. Don is Senior District President for Robert Half, the Robert Half Organization. You're familiar with them. Responsible for a company's professional staffing services in the Northeast. She's a New York City girl, and she joins us from there to talk to us about some things that we need to know about our employees and about paying our people during this challenging time. Don Fay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Don, and thank you for being part of our world, for joining us. Don, one of the things you guys have been doing is surveying people about how they've been compensating their employees, how they think they will do going forward. Of course, you can't have this conversation without overlaying the Paycheck Protection Program stipulations that people have dealt with. They've had to manage their organic cash and the PPP cash and the ability to sustain all of that over time and still meet the stipulations so that we can get the loan forgiven. These are challenging times for employers, aren't they?
They really are. They've been challenging for so many reasons. And as you say, with all getting loans is great, but how does it get forgiven? It's very complicated and very stressful for people.
So what are you finding out? What are you hearing from your folks?
Well, what we're hearing is that 88% of the managers out there are worried about losing their top talent. And 39% say salary reductions and salary freezes are really the number one kind of thing that's to blame for their worry. So, you know, you might not think that companies are that concerned about losing people when unemployment is as high as it is, but that's really the biggest thing that's on every corporation's mind right now.
Are they worried about talent that they're not connected to anymore? I mean, are they worried about losing talent that they furloughed, or are they worried about talent that's coming to work every day and they're afraid they're going to jump ship?
They're worried about all of it. And when you think about corporations having to have scaled back their staff, as many did, and furlough, as you said, they're left with their very best people. So, and they're running very lean. So losing any one person right now is going to really, really hurt the organization's ability to continue to produce their goods and services. So it's when you run a staff that lean, it's very stressful for everybody, because if you lose one, it hurts significantly.
That's a scenario that people who don't make payroll don't know about, where you've had to furlough. So if you had to lay some people off, and many have, justifiably, because the business just isn't there, there's nothing for them to do in some cases, the last person you laid off might almost have been a flip of a coin between that person and the one you kept, that just was just the last person you decided to keep. And that person you furloughed for financial reasons could be just as important as anybody, and how do you get them back? I mean, this is Sophie's Choice kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they were very, very difficult decisions for corporations. Anytime you've got to let anybody go, it's incredibly difficult, obviously, on the individual who's losing their job, but on the corporation to make those decisions, as you said, and try to be as strategic as they can. It's very hard to make those calls. So,
yeah.
Yes, companies have been under a lot of stress with these decisions.
And what do you think? What do you see out there? Is there any kind of a light at the end of the tunnel? Are they optimistic about this being resolved? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, you know, clearly there's been some industries that have fared well during this time frame. Obviously, there's been a lot of growth in transportation and logistics as everybody is shipping more and more things and going into a store to mm-hmm. buy it. You've had healthcare, certainly IT, as you mentioned, so many people now working remote. You obviously have so much that has to happen from cybersecurity standpoint. So there certainly have been pockets that have fared well during this. So companies are starting to see things stabilize and starting to move forward and hopefully projecting as we get into the new year that they'll be able to grow their businesses. As you know, people in the beginning go into that cost containment mode, and then people start to figure out how do they pivot their business to take advantage of what's happening in the marketplace.
Right.
And we're kind of in that phase now where companies are starting to move forward again, which is good news.
That is good news. I need your website, please, Don.
We're roberthalf.com.
H-A-L-F, roberthalf.com. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more about this. Two or three other topics we're going to get Don to share with us. After the break, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasting. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.